Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Svi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed. Good morning, Avi, Chanachenach, Ruben. Thanks for joining us. Yesterday we began the third parak. Good morning, Rav Mordechai. Yesterday we began the third parak, Lulav HaGazel VaYovesh Pasel. We began the third parak by saying that a stolen lulav, good morning Tzvika, a stolen lulav, or a dried out lulav is Pasel, and then we went through some other cases in the Mishnah. So let's just start it up from the Gemara one more time. Says the Gemara, Kapasik Vitani, Loshna Biyantav Rishon VaLoshna Biyantav Sheni. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is that there's no difference between... Simple pshat in the Mishnah is there's no difference between Yavesh on day number one of Sukkos or Yavesh on all the other days of Sukkos. Bishlama Yavesh Hadar Be'inan Veleka. So I understand why Yavesh is Pasal all 7 days, because the Torah says by Esok Pri Eitz Hadar, and we learn it over to Lulav as well. So it has to be, can't be dried out. If it's dried out, it's pasul all 7 days, because Yavesh is a psul, the Gemara assumes, all 7 days. Ela gazul, but a stone lulav bishlam yantif rishon tichsev lachem mishelachem. I understand why a stolen lulav is pasul on day one of yantif, because you have to own the lulav on day one, because it says ulakachtem lachem. By yom rishon, you have to own the lulav. Why is a stolen lulav not kosher on all the other days of Yontif? We did all that the other day. I want to begin today's shiur by reading the Tosfos on the bottom of Chof Tesom Beis, because Tosfos asks a very fundamental question. Why is it that when it comes to Yavesh, we assume it's pasul all 7 days, but when it comes to Lachem, is only a requirement on day one. They're both learned out of the same pasuk. What does it say? Ulakaktam lachem bayom harishon lachem. Ulakaktam lachem bayom harishon pre-eitz hadar. Hadar is bayom harishon, lachem is bayom harishon. Ask Tosfos, why is the Gemara assuming that hadar is a problem all 7 days, but lachem is only a problem on day one? That's Tosfos' kash. And so take a look. Mashva d'pshita le'divina hadar b'chul yomei. Hadar, you need all 7 days. V'lachem, mishalachem, is only beyond of Rishon. V'chein ulakachtem dematinei chaser. Right? I mentioned this the other day. If you take a bite out of your esrog on the first day, the esrog is kosher on day 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. It's missing a piece. Doesn't matter. Chaser is only on day 1. That comes from ulakachtem, lekicha tama. You got to take the whole thing. Lomis will be on the Rishon. It's only on the first day. Rabbi Chanina matlo be yontif shein even hanepe. Rabbi Chanina actually ate the esrog on day one, and then he used it on the other days. The tema maishna zemizeh. What's the difference between a hadar on the one hand and ulakachtem and shelachem is only on day one? Ve'imishem demashmalei. Dahani dixivim akami biyom rishon alei kaimi. I will hold the basrik siv. Oh, so Tosfos says you're going to be smart. You're going to try to answer. Oh, ulakachtem and lachem are before the words biyom rishon of the pasuk, but hadar is after the words yom rishon. Oh, you think you're a smart guy. So lakachtem lkichatama and lachem is before. Says Tosfos. Oh yeah. Akati kashim dixiv ulakachtem dashim akomitz rabba. Well, guess what? There's another halacha we learned from Lekachtem, and that applies all 7 days. Namely, that you got to have all four minim all the time. You can't have hadasim without the lulav, without the esrog. One without the other doesn't work. And not only that, Lekachtem means every individual guy has to take it. It doesn't say v'lokachta. V'lokachta could mean maybe just Bezdin takes a lulav for everybody. V'lokachtem means everybody. Like u'svartem, svius omer, shatei svius l'kol echad v'echad. If it's written in the plural, that means that everybody's got to do it. So what in the world is going on over here? So all those are before the Yom HaRishon, and yet they apply all 7 days. So what's going on? Oh, so Tosfos gives an interesting answer, which is a little bit hard to understand. Lakach Nira, three lines in the bottom. The Haina Time Shum Di Yom Rishon Doraisa Gvul Nishayomi Dirabanan Zeich LeMikdash. Only the first day is Doraisa outside Beis HaMikdash. The other 6 days we take a lulav only to remember the fact that in the Mikdash they took it for all 7 days. Ki Yisrael Rava Hilkach Beikar Alakicha. That's the key words. Things that have to do with the fundamental taking of the lulav, like that it has to be all four, and everybody's got to do it themselves, and hadar. So that's all days. The rabbis were misaking Kein Doraisa. Since it's only Durabanan, the other 6 days, lulav is only Durabanan outside Beis HaMikdash. But in Mikdash, it's 7 days. So Rabbi Yochanan Zaka said, take it Zeicha LeMikdash. V'chein v'adam shum hider mitzvah. Aval b'chaser uv'sha'ol lo tikkun. However, by an esrog that's missing, or a barred esrog, the rabbis did not institute all 7 days because it's not the main lakicha. It's not ikar lakicha. With a gazel and by a stolen one, we're going to see it's a machlokis in the Gemara, whether mitzvah babaveh or whether rabbis decreed it on all the other days. On the first day, for sure, it's no good, lachem. On the other days, Rabbi Yochanan says it's no good because of mitzvah babaveh, and Shmuel says we're not worried about mitzvah babaveh all the other 7 days. So that's Tosfos. If you look in the Ravid says, Yavesh is pasul, because the pasuk says, Lo ha-mesim yahaluka. You can't praise God with a dead lulav. Lo ha-mesim. So he says it's dead. It's not a lulav. So it's all 7 days. We understand, according to the Ravid, why it's all 7 days. Let's continue in the Gemara. So, Amar of Yochanan, Mishim Shem Yochai, why is Yavesh pasul all 7 days? Mishum Dehavale, I'm sorry, why is Guzzle, Pasul all 7 days? Mishum Dehavale, Mitzvah Ba'Ba'Vera. Because it's a Mitzvah Ba'Ba'Vera. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Malachi, talking about Karbanos, Va'Vesim Guzzle, Vesapiseh, Vesachola. Hashem says, if you bring me a stolen animal as a Karban, or you bring me an animal that's missing a leg, you think I'm going to like that? Or a sick one? Gozel dumi de pisach. The Torah writes gozel right next to the one missing a leg. Ma pisach lesle takanta. Just like an animal missing a leg. There's nothing you can do to fix it. Af gozel lesle takanta. So too, af gozel lesle takanta. So too, a stolen lulav. A stolen karban, there's nothing you could do. Lo shna lifnei yiyush, lo shna la'achar yiyush. It makes no difference whether the owner has given up hope of ever getting it back, or the owner has not given up hope of getting it back. Says the Gemara, bishlam lifnei yiyush. I understand why before yiyush you can't use a stolen karban or a stolen lulav. Adam ki yakriv mikem amarachmana. So the Torah says you have to have your own karban. V'lav di dehu. And before the guy is miyayish, before the guy who was stolen from is miyayish, so it does not belong to the robber. Ela la'achar yish, akani b'yish. But after the owner has given up hope from getting it back, the robber acquires it with yish. So why can't he bring it? Ela lav, mishim dehavale mitzvah baba veira. The reason you can't use a stolen karban, even after yish, so you own it. What do you mean you own it? After the owner's miyash, you just have to pay him back money. But the object, the animal that you stole, you own it. So, it's cause it's a mitzvah babaveira. That's one source for the yisur mitzvah babaveira. We're going to come back and talk about this in a minute. Let's go a little further first. The Gemara has another pasuk. Ani Hashem, ki ani Hashem oiv mishpat, sone gezel ba'ola. I hate gezel not only by a karban shlamim or a karban chatas. That's what the Mefarshim explain over here. A shlamim and a chatas, someone's going to get to eat from it. So you might have thought there's only mitzvah baba vera in that case. But an ola is being burnt on the mizbech, so the whole thing belonged to Hashem beforehand, and it belongs to Hashem afterwards. Maybe we wouldn't say mitzvah baba vera by a carbon ola. So the Gemara says, Hashem ola. This is like a king of flesh and blood who was passing by the tax collector by the bridge, the toll. He was passing by the toll to go over the bridge. The king, President Biden, is crossing over the bridge by the tolls. So the toll collector says, you're the president of the whole country. You don't got to pay the toll. So, Omer la'avadav, tenu meches la'moksim. So Biden said to his advisors, make sure you pay the toll. Amrulo, valo kala meches kula shalchahu. What do you mean? You own the whole country. What are you paying the toll? You're paying the tax to yourself. You own the whole country. Amar lahem, mimeni yilmadu kol ovri jirachim, v'lo yavricha atzma mena meches. No, I have to be a good role model. I gotta pay the toll. So why do I gotta pay the toll? So they'll learn from me that they're gonna pay the toll. So too, Hashem says, don't bring a stolen lulav even for a carbon ola. Even though I own the whole thing and the whole thing's getting burnt on Mizbech and I owned it before, but I gotta be a role model and I'm not gonna accept any gift that's stolen. Avakadosh Baruch Hu Omar. Ani Hashem Soni Gelza Ba'ola Mimeni Yilmadu Banai V'Yavrichu Atzma Min HaGezel. It Manama V'Yoson Dama Rabbi Ami Yavesh Pasul Mepnei She'en Hadar Gazel Pasul Mishim Da'avalei Mitzvah Ba'Baver U'Pliga De Rabbi Yitzchak. This statement of Rabbi Yochanan that we're worried about Mitzvah Ba'Bavera on days 2 through 7 of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael argues in Rabbi Yitzchak. He says the stolen lulav is only possible only on the first day of Yontif. Only on the first day. Aval b'yantiv sheni, however, on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, mitoch sheyotzei b'sha'ul, just like your yotzei with a borrowed lulav on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 and 7, because ulakachtem lochem is by yom rishon, like Tosa said, that's b'ikar l'kicha, mitoch sheyotzei b'sha'ul, yotzei nami b'gazol, just like the rabbis did not make a takana d'rabbanan to say Zecher LeMikdash that you're not allowed to use a borrowed lulav. So too they said there's no problem for the Derabbanan of Zecher LeMikdash. There's no problem to use a stolen lulav. Why Taka did the rabbis not institute it? Because the first day is more serious. You see from the fact that in Chutzlar it's only the first day is Doraisa. So they didn't worry about every little detail when it came to the Dinim Derabbanan. They said, if it's not for Ikar Lakicha, if it's stolen, or if it's borrowed, or if it's missing a piece. So the rabbis weren't so concerned. They said, it's only a Dinim Derabbanan anyway. We'll let you use an Esrog that's missing a piece. We'll let you use an Esrog that's borrowed. We'll let you use even an Esrog that's stolen. That is the opinion of Shmuel. Now, before we go further, let's back up a little bit. Now, the Gemara seemed to indicate before that Rabbi Yochanan held that if I steal something from somebody and the owner is miyayish, the owner gives up hope of ever getting it back, so Rabbi Yochanan seems to be holding that the robber actually acquires ownership just when the guy gives up hope. You still got to obviously pay him back the money. But the object, you no longer, once the guy gives up hope from getting back the object, you no longer have to give back the object. That's called Yish Kidi Kani. That Yish alone could acquire an object. It's Gemara in Bava Kama. Yish by itself acquires the object. So says Rashi. However, many, many other Rishonim say no. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Rav Yosef, that we know we see in Bava Kamma, Rabbi Yochanan says, you need other things. You need Yiyush plus Shinu Rishus. You need Yiyush plus Shinu Hashem. These are sugis in Bava Kamma. We're going to get there, Bez Hashem. But Yiyush by itself does not acquire. So how do they explain this Gemara? So the Baal Amar explains that here Rabbi Yochanan is talking in the name of Shem Bar Yochai. But Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Yiyush by itself doesn't work. You need Yiyush plus Shinu Hashem. Or Yiyush plus Shinu Rishus. However, Tosfos, over here, you see this big, fat, massive Tosfos on the bottom of the page? Lamed Amud Aleph, HaKanya B'Yish. Well, I'm going to give you the 15-second version of that big, fat Tosfos. So Tosfos says, no, Rabbi Yochanan means, you're going to love this pshat. When you take Betsy the cow, and you sanctify Betsy the cow to be used as a carbon. You stole Betsy the cow. Then you sanctify Betsy the cow. You donate it as a carbon. So what's that? Says Tosfos, that's Yiyush plus Shinui Hashem. When you steal a lulav and then you wind it together with Hadassim and Aravos, that's Shinui Hashem. The Gemara is going to say, beforehand it was called a date palm. Now it's called a lulav. Shinei Hashem. So it's not just Yiyush. It's Yiyush plus Shinei Hashem. So says Tosfos. The Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran explain that's not only Shinei Hashem. It's a Shinei Rishus. Because once you sanctify it and make it the carbon holy, it belongs to Beis HaMikdash. And so to a lulav, once you make it an item of Kedusha, it's also considered to be a Shini Rishus. Maybe just by Karbanos he says that, maybe not by Alula. Anyway, that's interesting. How do you fit Rabbi Yochanan in this Gemara in with his Shita Bava Kamma where he says Yish by itself does not acquire? This Gemara sounds like he says Yish by itself does acquire. Okay, let's continue. Before we continue, you were all excited. We're continuing. One more point. Please take a look at the top Tosfos on Lamed Amud Aleph. Beautiful Tosfos about Mitzvah Baba Aveir. Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah Baba Aveir. Even though the pasuk of mitzvah babaver says, where do we apply the rule of mitzvah babaver? Only by a carbon. Who adin b'chol mitzvos tahavi deoraisa. Tosfos shita is that mitzvah babaver is a psul mi deoraisa. Kidimuchak b'reisha gozal kama. If you stole wheat, so you see, mitzvah baba aver applies even to flour that you steal and you bake it into bread. So you're not allowed to make a bracha on it because the mitzvah baba aver. Ask Tosfos. If Tamar lakamad devasin lulav shel asher, we say a lulav of avodah zara or even idachas is ksuse mechtas shiurei. Why do you need a reason of that it's like you have to burn it so it's like it has no shear? Why don't you say that you're not allowed to use an lulav of avodah zarah because it's mitzvah baba veira? So Tosfos gives us a very important distinction. The difference is, How do you have a lulav? You only have it because you stole it. But by a lulav that's avodah zara, the fact that it happens to be an avodah zara has absolutely nothing to do with you being yotzei the mitzvah of lulav. Whether it was Avodah Zarah or wasn't Avodah Zarah, it's irrelevant to being Yotzei in a mitzvah. But a stolen lulav, the only way you got it to be able to do the mitzvah with it is because you stole it. Avalhani atu machmas averish nasa b'minafik bey. Umiyu yesh svarim de garsin l'kaman amestiz desuk shal asherah. My temeshal devilin is mitzvah above avero. Wow. He says it's a bad gersa. Gersa mishubeshasi. It's a messed up gersa. At the end of Tos says miyu tema b'perakol shah. Tanya ain yotze yidei matzah b'tevel. You're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah by eating non-kosher matzah. V'darsh le'mikra, tebekle mishum mitzvah b'baveret, deka'ach li'sura, v'nafik yidei matzah. So Tosa says that's against his, because there, the matzah has nothing to do with the tevel. So that's against Tosa's yisod. That's against what Tosa said, is that if the avera has nothing to do with the mitzvah, it's not a problem mitzvah b'baveret. But the problem is, the Gemara in Psachim says that you're eating matzah of tevel, so the fact that it's tevel has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, and yet the Gemara calls it a mitzvah b'baveir. So there's a ritva here that answers this kasha. The ritva says the whole din of mitzvah b'baveir only applies by things that come to serve Hashem, to appease Hashem, like a carbon or a lulav, which is used in halal. A lulav is like a carbon. It's bala ratos. The Gemara says the lulav is to, we're going to learn later on, it's to stop the bad winds and the bad rains. That's an interesting chiddush of the Ritva. That would answer Tosas Kasha from matzah of Tevel, because, yeah, there's no mitzvah above Avera by Tevel. Tevel is just a regular Avera, but you only say mitzvah above Avera by a mitzvah, right? Matzah is just a regular mitzvah, or challah is a regular mitzvah, but the Ritva holds so that there's only mitzvah above Avera by something that's coming to appease Hashem. And there's other Rishonim say that there's only mitzvah b'baveira by a chefza shel aveira, by something that's an object that was used for an aveira gets disqualified to use as a mitzvah if the object was used for an aveira. So a lot of different opinions on how you view mitzvah b'baveira. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masiv. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Really? Shmuel, you say there's no din of mitzvah b'baveira on days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7? But we learned in our Mishnah, Lulav HaGozav HaYovesh Pasal. Hashaul kasher. So we're saying a stolen lulav is pasul, but a barred lulav is kasher. Amos, what day are we talking about? Ilima biyantiv rishon haksiv lachem, mishal lachem. So obviously a barred lulav is no good. Bahai lav di dehu, it's not yours. El alav biyantiv sheni, katani gazel pasul. Our Gemara seems to say that a stolen, our Mishnah is beferish against Shmuel. It says that a stolen lulav is pasul all 7 days. Answers the Gemara, Amarava lo olam biyantiv rishon. No, really the Mishnah is saying only on the first day. So how come it said guzzle but not shaul? Lo mi bayi kama, lo mi bayi shaul. Shaul is obviously not yours. The lavdi dehu, aval guzzle, but a stolen lulav, ema stam gzela yish bailam hu. But by gzela, you might think that, what's gzela, right? Rabos have to know, what's the difference between gneva and gzela? Gneva is where you steal something in the middle of the night. Gzela is where you go in and steal it in broad daylight. So you might have thought, stam gzela yish bailam hu, that if I go in with a machine gun in the middle of the day and I steal somebody's thing, so the guy's miyayish. So you might have thought, if a lulav aguzel, automatically the guy came in with a machine gun, I'm never going to get that back. He does yish right away. So maybe you own it. And so you own it. Kamash malon, that no, we do not say stam gzel yish bailim, and therefore you don't own it. Now, right, so the Rishonim ask over here, actually the Achronim, the Hafla, that was the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. The Hafla asked the following question over here. If you look in Bava Kamma, so Rava himself holds that a Gazlan is not Kohen Gzela by Yish by itself, and that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. However, here, not only do you have Yish, you also have Shinei Hashem, like we said before, that we're talking about where you stole the lulav when it wasn't bound, and when you bind it together, you change it for being a date palm branch to a lulav, so it's a Yish plus Shinei Hashem. Now it's called a lulav. I said, why can't the Shini Hashem by itself acquire it? No, because it's a Shini Achozel Biyasa. It's not a Shini that really changes the object for good. You could easily go back to the other way. So that's why you need Yish as well. The Ritva gives a different answer. He says that if you sanctify the Lula for its mitzvah, it's considered to be a Shini Rishus. So like I said before, I knew I saw it somewhere. So the Ritva holds that once I... Because what do you mean it's a Shini Rishus? What do you mean? I still own the lulav. So he says like this, that if I take the lulav, so beforehand you're allowed to use a date palm as a stickball bat. Now that I sanctified it for a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to use it anymore for a stickball bat. So it's like it's in a different Rishus. It has a different status. So that's the way the Ritva understands. I mean, that sounds more like Shini Hashem, but the Ritva says it's called a Shini Rishus also. Okay, let's continue. Amalu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankare. Ah, the Avankare. Avankare are the lulav salesmen. They're Jews. Jewish lulav salesmen. Amalu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankare. Ki zavnisu asame of the kochavim. When you buy hadasim from the goyim, lo tigzizu atun. You should not cut. You should not cut the hadasim from the guy's backyard. Why? Ella ligzu inu v'yavalu. Let the guy who's selling you the hadasim, the wholesaler who's selling you the hadasim, let him cut the hadasim and give them to you. What in the world is the difference between the Jew cutting the hadasim or the guy cutting the hadasim? Zok the Gemara, my time, but what's the reason for this? Stam ovde kochavim gazlane arasan inu. The Gemara says we're choshesh that maybe this non-Jew stole the land that he's living on. Maybe he stole it. Maybe he stole it from a Jew. Rashi says, apparently, if it was stolen from a guy, it's not such a problem. Look at Rashi. Stam akum gazle aram Yisrael ninu. Yeah, Rashi adds in an extra word to the Gemara. Rashi had different gears to the Gemara. Why is that so significant? Afim nigzle mi guy, kevin shehisyayish a guy, the guy was already miyayish, so it's hefker biyada Yisrael atolsha. It's not a problem. It'd be yotze. However, Rabbeinu Yoel and the Ritva say no. Whether it's stolen from a Jew or from a guy, either way, it's a problem. Anyway, so stam over the gazne arisin inu vikarka eina nigzeles. So they stole this property, but the halacha of stealing property is property never achieves the status of being stolen property. Karka eina nigzeles, which means this hadasim that are growing on this stolen land still belongs to the original Jewish owner. Because the guy stole it from him. So says the Gemara. Hilkach, l'gzizu inu. Let the guy cut it. Ki heche de lahavu yish bailam biyadayu didhu. Vishinui harishus biyadayhu. So now when the guy cuts it, so now it finally left the Jews rishus, because the Jew gave up hope on this a long time ago. But the problem is, karka ain't an exelus. Land can't be stolen, and anything that grows on land is like land. So once the guy cuts it off, so then then the Yish finally grabs hold of it, and then the guy sells it to the Jew, to the Avankari, that's a Shini Rishus. So you have Yish plus Shini Rishus, and the Jew would actually acquire it. Ask the Gemara, why do you got to pull off this shtick? Why do you got to pull this off? Sof, ki gazu avankari. Why don't you let the Jewish guy cut it off? Lehevi yish b'alam yadai v'shin rishus b'yadon. What's the problem? Let the Jewish guy cut it off. So that'll be the yish. And then when the Jewish guy sells it to the other Jew, that's a shini rishus. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha, you're right. B'hushana d'avankari gufayu. No, but this Jewish salesman, he needs some hadasim for his own lulav and esrog. So yeah, when he sells it to another Jew, it'll be a Yiddish plus Shini Rishus. But what about his own Hadassim? His own Hadassim will never have a Shini Rishus. Because when he cut him off, that's when the Yiddish first takes effect. There's no Shini Rishus because it belonged to the original Jew the whole time. So with his own Hadassim, if he cuts them himself, there will be no Shini Rishus after Yish. Apparently, Shini Rishus has to come after Yish. It's not enough, because of course there is a Shini Rishus, right? I mean, but every case of stealing is a Shini Rishus. The guy stole it, right? So once there's Yish, no. So it means there's got to be a Shini Rishus after that. So if the Avankari steals it himself, and he needs his own Hadassim for his own Lulav, so he's not going to be Yotzei. Gemara asks another question. Viliknua b'shinui maise. So, wait a second. But even the Avankari himself, let's say he cut it off himself, so now there's Yish, and then the Avankari took the Hadas and he put it inside his Lulav. He tied it together. Isn't that a shinui maise? You changed it. Beforehand, there was just a myrtle branch. Now you put it together with the Aravos and the Lulav, and you binded it together, the Eged. So now that should be a Shinui Maisa. Answers the Gemara, Kasava Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. Rav Huna holds, the Lulav does not need the Eged to bind it together. Rather, you can take all of them without binding them together. Therefore, there's no Shinui Maisa. And the Gemara gives another possibility. V'im tim tzaloma lulav tzarech eged. And if you say lulav does need an eged, it's still not a good Shinui. Shinui achoz lebriyasahu. V'shinui achoz lebriyasa lo shmei Shinui. Any change to an object that it's easy to go back to the original state is not a halachically significant change which renders you an owner. Ask the Gemara. Vilikniua b'shinei Hashem. What about the fact that you changed its name to Meikar Havalei Asa Behashta Hoshana? Beforehand it was called a myrtle branch. Now you're using it for Yontif. It's called a Hadas. Answer the Gemara. Meikar Nami LaAsa Hoshana Karalei. People refer to myrtle branches as Hadasim even before they become usable for Sukkis, and therefore, it's not a significant Shini Hashem because it was called a Hadas beforehand and it's called a Hadas afterwards. And therefore, it's not a significant Shini Hashem. Okay, we learned a little bit of Bava Kama here today. We had a big Bava Kama sugya today. Some people hold that Yish by itself acquires. Some people hold you need Yish plus a Shinui. Yish plus Shini Hashem, Yish plus Shini Rishus, Yish plus Shinui Maisa. But a Shini HaChozer LeBriyaso, if it's a Shini that's going to go back to its original state, so some hold that such a Shini would not work. Okay, Rabosai, now hold on a second. So I can't give a shir. So let's just figure out what we do in the next couple of days. What I'm going to try to do is give an hour shir on Sunday afternoon and cover the two daf of Shabbos and Sunday. That's what I'm going to try to do. I can't do the 6 a.m., 11 p.m. your time, Motzei Shabbos. I got a plate of kumsitz here. Motzei Shabbos, the closing banquet, kumsitz goes till 1 in the morning, so I'm not waking up at 6, even though I love you guys, but I'm not waking up at 6 after going to sleep at like 1:30, 2 in the morning. I'm not as dedicated as Kirshner, you know what I'm saying? I'm also not as young as Kirshner anymore. I mean, anyway, so I'm going to try. Again, worst comes to worst, I'll just make a recording, but I'm going to try to give this year live. Now, in terms of the timing on Sunday, I know that BMW has a 7:45 and an 8:30. Is 8:30 too late for you guys on Sunday morning? Give me a thumbs up if 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, like an hour here, is good for you, or a thumbs down if it doesn't work for you. Okay, most guys say it works. So I'm going to try Bellinetta Sunday, 3:30 p.m. my time, 8:30 a.m. your time. I'm going to try for an hour-long shiur to do the two blot, Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, Shabbos and Sunday. Monday, I don't know. I'm landing at 5 a.m. Monday morning, and we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful that maybe I can give a shiur starting at 7:05, and then I'll go to the 7:40 minion in BMW. I'm hopeful that that'll work out. But I'm hopeful for 7:05 Monday morning. That's what I'm aiming for. If not, maybe we'll do 7:20. Maybe we'll do 7:20. I'll dive in a different minion somewhere else. Something like that. Okay, everyone should have a great Shabbos. And looking forward to seeing some of you in person, Bez Hashem, next week. And we'll continue with the Zoom as well. Okay, have a great Shabbos.